All right, everybody, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Another rainy day, another edition of Hashkafa. Very much looking forward to giving. Just want to give another hat tip to Rav Banish for enabling this to happen. Thank you, Rav Banish, for enabling me to give shir and to make the Hashkafa shirs happen. And so, here we go. Last time we spoke about Achrayas and what it means to be a Baal Achrayas, what it means to appreciate that midah that every single gadol has. And tonight, we're going to be talking more about Nisyonos, tests. Why does God test me? What's the hashkafa that a Jew is supposed to have when it comes to Nisyonos? How do we approach them? And so just as a stage setting, this much of what's going to be here comes from Rav Emanuel Bernstein, from a shir that I heard from him, as well as the things that he said to me personally. But I'm, of course, going to pepper in other things, different sources along the way, anecdotes, and we'll go from there. And the thing that we're going to use to launch the whole conversation is a piece from Tehillim. Tehillim 11:5, and it says, Hashem tzadik yivchan. Hashem tests the righteous. And before we even begin, I just want to open up by saying that I have a caveat and an anecdote. A person might think to themselves that when it says that Hashem tests the righteous, that they can kind of like escape and think, well, I'm not righteous, so this doesn't apply to me. No. We don't know the level that we're on. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu does. And it's only Hashem who can understand with real das, the ultimate das, whether or not we are righteous. So without question, everything that follows forth and flows from this is going to be applicable to all of us. Point number one. And number two is Hashem also will test you so you can become the tzaddik in a certain sense. And therefore, everything we're going to say coming from this is going to be relevant as well. That's the caveat, now an anecdote. Anybody who knows me a little bit knows that if you were to ask me the Shaila, what is your hardest mitzvah? What's your hardest mitzvah? It would be fast days. Fast days. I struggle tremendously on a fast day. And just to open up the conversation about tests and struggles and nisyonos, Shiva Asubah Thomas was just here. And I took my two boys, my third was in school, but I took two of my boys to my mom and dad, and it was Gishmak. And we got back, and I received a text message from my wife saying that the power's out. We had no power. On a 90-degree day, Shiva Asubah Thomas, no food, no nothing, after really, you know, being out with the kids. And there I am, no heat, no air conditioning, and no power. That's a test. That's like a tailor-made test. That is, Bob, I know you're not so great with fasting, and here you go, I'm going to give this also to you. How do you handle that? And so let's use that to open things up a little bit. And I'm sure you can put yourself into my shoes or whatever shoes you have of what it is that a test that is perfectly tailor-made for you is. And now what's the hashkafa we're supposed to have when that happens? Do we roll over and say, forget it? Do we just say, oh, Hashem tests me? What are we supposed to be thinking about? So, Bereishis Rabbah 32:3 opens up by asking basically that. What does it mean that Hashem tests the righteous? What does Hashem Tzadik Yivchan really mean? And so it brings three mashalim. Instead of just bringing an answer straight out of the gate, it brings three mashalim to help us develop an overarching understanding of what it is that a test is. So it first starts by talking about a merchant that sells clay pots. He goes out and he's selling clay pots. And what does he do? To show everybody how strong they are, he hits the strong ones and he doesn't touch the weak ones. He hits the strong pot for everybody coming down the lane to say, come buy my pot. It's durable. It can be sturdy. It can survive, so to speak, a whack. It's going to be durable for you to buy. Go buy. But the weak ones, he doesn't hit those. They'll just shatter on the spot. Second mashal. There's a flax merchant. Flax merchant. He's going to sell flax at the shuk. What does he do in order to determine whether or not it's strong? He beats it. But not only that, he beats it to make it stronger. When you beat flax, it improves its quality. But weak flax, that's just going to crumble, the merchant will never, ever, in a million years, think or possibly dream of beating. Third mushroom, two cows, two different cows, a strong cow and a weak cow. This is all from the Medrash. What cow is a farmer going to put an ole on in order to plow a field? The one that can bear it or the one that can't bear it? Obviously, the one that can bear it. The strong cow. It's the strong cow that's going to get the ole. the heavy, heavy oil that's going to enable the plowing of that field. The weak one will be ignored and put to the side. So those are our three mashalim. But before we open up what they are and understanding this agudah to a little bit clearer, it's worth just asking, why does Hashem test us? It can't be in order for Him to find out what we're capable of. It can't possibly be that it's for Hashem to identify what we're capable of. He knows that already. He clearly knows. So why subject us to the test in the first place? What's the point? And so that is exactly what the mashalim are going to tell us. We have three mashalim. We have pots, flax, and cows. Let's open up the pot. Let's open up the pot one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views the pot, the strong pot, the strong clay pot, as the tzaddik. Hashem beats the strong clay pot, not for the individual to grow, but for others to see that individual pass the test. He has full faith in that individual to pass the test. The tzaddik can do it. And so he's using the tzaddik in order for everyone else around him to see, wow, look what he can go through. Maybe I can go through it too. Second one, the flax. The flax is the classic example of what we always hear. The classic of why we're tested is to help us grow. But we're going to understand a little bit deeper. When you beat flax, it improves. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, whacks you with a test, tailor-made, Shiva Asabatamas, it's for you to grow, for you to develop in the area that he's testing you in. And third and finally, you have the cows. That cow represents the tzaddik, usually of the door of the generation, but it could also be really on our own level as well. Sometimes there is a test that is put on one of the greatest individuals in the entire generation. So big and massive that it would rival 500 tests for every other individual out there for 500 people, and that tzaddik is given that. Why? Because the tzaddik already has tremendous merit. It's like a cup that's already filled, and so the next test is going to enable that tzaddik's merit, so to speak, to overflow onto all of Klal Yisrael. And so that's why the cow represents the tzaddik overflowing all the merit. What's going to happen? The cow is going to plow the field. The strong cow is going to be able to plow the field for the next generation, the next set of people. And as we go through life, as we go through our encounters with Gedolim, we see that sometimes they were tested tremendously. And we think, why would Hashem give the test to the Gedol in this way? And later we find out, maybe it was to mechaper for some sins of our own door that we couldn't do. Or maybe it was enabling us to actually grow in a better and deeper way. And so we have three mashalim right here. And it's also worth noting that sometimes we don't want to get whacked. We just don't want to get whacked. And for some of us, it might feel never-ending. It might feel like we are being inundated. And it says that Hashem does not test the Rishayim. We're going to learn. Notice, the pot person, the pot merchant, the pot person like that, right? The guy who makes them, he doesn't beat the weak one. That's the Rasha. He doesn't, beat the flax that's going to crumble. And he doesn't put the oil on the farmers, but the oil on the cow that's going to not be able to plow the field. A Rasha won't get tested like that. And so some want to suggest that that's also part of a small nakuda of why good things happen to bad people. And why bad things happen to good people. Right? The tests that we receive in this world partly are what helps us in the next world and to grow beyond that. And so now let's open up with some more commentaries that help us unpack these three particular guideposts of what it is to have tests, nisyonos, things like that. So the Ramban says that Hashem tests the tzaddik in order to increase his schar, his merit, because he knows that the tzaddik is going to succeed. So Hashem gives a person tests in order to help him reach his shleimus and to actualize his potential. That's the classic one that we know, and that's, I would suggest, that's the flax in our medrash, lining up perfectly with what the Ramban says. And if you know modern Hebrew a little bit, what does the definition of a bal nisayon mean? If you're an Eretz Yisrael applying for a job, you must be a bal nisayon, you must have experience. What is experience other than life's tests doled out to you? And so that's part and parcel of what this is. And the point of a test is a person to gain experience. When you're tested and you gain experience, you're able to reach your shlemus. You're able to get closer and closer to being able to do that. And so that's one dimension of a test. And we said that that's the way the Ramban understands it. And that's going to parallel our understanding of the flax component of our medrash. Next, the Rambam in Chelek Gimel of the Mor Nevuchim, he's going to say that the whole point of a test is not for the tzaddik at all. The Adarabba, it's for other individuals. And so that's a big, big insight for us. Oftentimes we think the test is all about us. It's not. And even for somebody who has a test, but like maybe only his roommates are aware of the test, or maybe only his wife is aware of the tests, it might not be for him at all. It might be for them. That is a game changer, because tests are not just about us. They're about others and our capacity to help others grow through our own growth. And on that regard, I want you to think of a challenge that you might have been given, where maybe it was out in the open, maybe a few people knew about it, they were aware of it, but whatever it is, it was a test that wasn't just so private for you, and you had a feeling that maybe others would be impacted by it. I have a perfect example, and I hope he's happy with me sharing this. We're going to go for it. We all know him at this table, and many who are going to be listening to this recording also do, and he was my chavrusa in yeshiva, Amit Friedlander. Amit Friedlander is a perfect example of this. Those who know a thing or two about Amit know that he was two, maybe streets down from the World Trade Centers when it collapsed. He was at ground zero and impacted tremendously by that. And his entire life was shaped by that. Not only that, we also know that, sadly, he was afflicted with Parkinson's disease not so long ago. But Amit Friedlander is a person who I see routinely going to shul when I don't always want to. A person who I see with a smile on his face. And a person who I think represents this in a profound way. Amit is the strong pot. He is the person who has the capacity to impact others simply by living his life. And maybe that was the test that the Abishter gave him. I don't know, but that's how I at least put this in perspective for me. If Amit can do this, hopefully I can too. And he is a shining example of this. And I'm sure there's other people in your life that you could think of that fall into that category. Maybe you're one of them. And so when we walk through life, it's important to see that not only Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel was inspirational, but Amit Friedlander, Shlita, was inspirational and will be and continue to do so. And so that's what the Rambam is talking about here. A test isn't just for us, it's for others to be inspired by that. And in a certain sense, we have to go back to our Shemona Esrei, and we look at the word nes. Nes we know is miracle, but nes can also be banner. It could also be a banner. We say, Tekab shofar gedol cheirtenu, v'sa nes lekabetz galuyotenu. Right? What are we saying? We're saying, raise up a banner. Your test, your struggle in life that you seem to be getting routinely, that could be the very banner that you hold up for others to see as you're waving it. To grow from. And not only that, we know that by Avram Avinu, with the Akedah, we see that it was this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to raise up Avram Avinu through. We know that in Perkei Avos, it first started off by saying that it was Avraham, and then we say it's Avram Avinu. We get to see all the different components of how it is that he himself was raised and elevated through his tests. And so that's the Rambam, and that's the Mor Nevuchim. So we have two so far. Let's not drop the balls here. We have the first, which is the Ramban, who's going to tell us that it's for who? It's for us. It's for us, for flax, same as the flax, getting beaten. And we have the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, who's going to tell us that it's for others. Now third. Yes. Third, at times the tzaddik is going to be so filled with merit. He's going to have the capacity to be tested and give merit to others, like we're mentioning. In a certain sense, the tzaddik can carry the whole door. The tzaddik can be the person that has the capacity for others to be uplifted and for that merit. And so what's the proof for that? Where do we see that? I'm not making it up. It's a Perkei de Rabbi Lezer. It's straight in the Perkei de Rabbi Lezer based on what we see in Bamidbar 14:22 and a Gemara in Eirchin 15a. We know that Klal Yisrael tested a Kadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. It says, Hashem says these 10 times, yeah? And then in Eirchin, it's going to delineate out what all they are. I'm going to save you what they are, but it's essentially they're all the times that we complained in the Midbar, doubting Hashem, the sin of the spies, disobeying him, things like that, possibly the eagle, and other things like that. What is it that caused Hashem to not obliterate us? What made him not completely annihilate us for all of these types of sins that we committed? It was Avraham Avinu who passed his 10 tests as the Tzaddik Ador. And in the midst of doing all of that, his merits spread out, not just for us, but generationally. Who knows the tests that we're receiving now that might impact our kids, that might impact others, that might impact Dora, and infinitum. Or it could just be that the Tzaddik himself, the big Tzaddik, is being able to do this. So we now have three approaches, so to speak, to how to open up the world of tests, how to see them in a different light, and how to really understand what it was that Avraham Avinu did that was so massively significant with the Akedah. Now, let's move to the Alshich. The Alshich is going to synthesize everything for us so that we're not just taking three commentaries, we're also going to take everybody together. The Alshich tells us that these three mashalim line up with everything. So we have three main approaches. We have one, Hashem tests us. Why? One, to inform others around us so they can be inspired to improve when we pass tests. That's the strong pot. That's Rambam. That's Maimonides. Two, to improve our level and make us greater, have us reach our shlemus, right? That's flax. That's the Ramban. And then three, to give merit to others. That's the strong cow, bearing the yoke, and the Perkei d'Rabbi Elazar. And now as we go weiter, it's crucial to see that this isn't just some nice agada. This is deeply rooted in your daily interactions with people. And so you might be asking, which one does this neatly fall into? It might not fall into just one. The test that you're going through, the nisayon that you're passing right now or failing, could fall within all three buckets. But either way, it's a beautiful approach to, why am I getting potched so often? One, God believes in you. Hashem tests the righteous. Hashem tests the tzaddikim, not the rishayim. He wants you to be a righteous person in this area. He knows that you can be. He believes in you to do so. And so they're not bothersome things to be avoided. And to say, ugh, when am I going to not have these tests? When am I going to be left alone? When am I not going to... No, they're here, dafka, as opportunities. And so with the remaining time that we have, I want to open up a final component here that I think is very vital. Sometimes we're not aware of the fact that we're being tested. Sometimes we can understand the massive tests in life, but it's not always the case that we could see the smaller tests. A good example of this, Rav Yisachar Frand, Baltimore, he says that Avraham Avinu knew to some extent that the Akedah was going to be cosmically significant, cosmically crucial. But he did not know that after the fact, when he had to find a grave for his wife who just passed away, that he wasn't even asked to do, but because of Minhag HaSha'olam, he knew that he had to, that was going to be deeply significant. And yet we know, if you're looking at Perkei Avos in 5:3, that Rabbeinu Yonah says, what? What was the 10th test? It wasn't the Akedah. It was finding a burial plot for Sarah. And we all know that almost everybody holds that they're increasingly difficult tests. How could it be that the Akedah was less difficult than finding a grave for Sarah? What? No. It's that he didn't have complete knowledge of the fact that he was being tested in that area. And so a test, when we're given one and we're not aware of it, is a tremendously different test than when we actually are aware of it. It's night and day. Because if you are aware that you're being tested by Hashem, you can muster the full force of all of your midos to do the right thing. You can muster every component of who you are and actualize it and pass the test. But if you're just going through your day and you don't even know that you're tested at bath time with your kids when they get all the water on the floor and you just want to yell and you know you shouldn't, or when the date didn't go right and you've been out with this girl 5 times already and you schlepped all over the world and you don't always feel like it's fair, that too's a test. And you know that that's part and parcel of your day, perhaps your week, your month, your year, but you know that that's maybe doesn't feel test-like, but you know it is. That's burying sorrow. That's having to deal with Ephraim. and getting Maras HaMechpela and the difficulties of all of that. And just sometimes Minhag HaShe'olam itself is a test. And when we view it that way, when we have a hashkafa about that, when encapsulated with these three mashalim that line up with our mafarshim, it's a game changer. And so we might think that these tests that are small aren't really tests. They're just, this is what I do in my life. No, they are your nisayon for that moment. And it's up to you to figure out what silo they go in. Maybe I'm there for my kid to see what it is like for a healthy punishment to exist so they can understand parenting being role modeled properly. Or maybe that girl was not right for me and that's an opportunity for me to see how I could have grown from that experience. Or that difficult disease that I have year after year after year that just doesn't seem to go away. Maybe that's big, maybe it's small, but ultimately these two are the tests that formulate the crux of everything. And they are incredibly crucial. So let's just do a quick chazar. One, we asked, what does it mean that Hashem tests the righteous? We opened with Tehillim, right? 11:5, we said, Hashem tzadik yivchan. He tests the righteous. We then brought an answer, which was from the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah 32:3, and the three mashalim, we had clay pots, flax, cows, to understand the three different dimensions of tests. We also noted that sometimes tests don't feel so test-like, do they? They may be hard for us to understand. And that makes them even harder, says Rabbi Friend. And so we need to appreciate what it is that we're going through. The tests in life are there not only for us to grow, but they're not only there for helping others to see what we go through, but they're also like the tzaddik of the door. You don't know. We said last time when we were talking about Achrayus that a parent is a melech, right? You don't know. Maybe you're the tzaddik for your children and you have to role model that and you have to be the person for all of your merit to spill it onto them. And so as we go weiter in life and we see these tests, and I'm almost out of time, we have to understand and appreciate where we're holding. And it's not just, ugh, I don't want to be potched. It should be, yeah, I do want to be potched because one, I'll get to grow.
Listen, we don't want to be potched.
You don't want to be tested. We understand.
But once you're in it.
Once you're, that's what I'm saying. Once you're in the matzav, you didn't say, test me. No, we understand that's a gemara, of course. Of course. Don't replush it. But once you're in it, that shouldn't be, ugh, I don't want this. You were given it for a reason. Make it your own. And you have to own it. And you have to be the strong pot if you're given the opportunity to be the strong pot. Or you have to be the flax. Or perhaps you might even be zocha to be the cow. It should be that as we go weiter in life, as we approach tests in a healthy, holy way, we see the perspective of this Medrash opened up with all of the Mefarshim at play, as well as Rav Friend giving us a shining example of when it is that, you know, sometimes they don't feel so test-like, but they really are. May it be that we appreciate the tests we're given and that we don't shy away from them and that we rise to the occasion and pass them. Thanks for listening.